Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I shouldn't say this, but my name is Katie Leeson and I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK. I know, I've missed you so much. I've really missed doing the podcast. And this, for the first time ever, is me doing it on my own. So I'm sat in my house with the microphone, trying to record this, and I'm not going to lie, I shouldn't say this, but I've recorded one episode and then I deleted it by accident. So this is the second try of me trying to record this episode on my own. How are you all? I hope you're well. I'm just so grateful to be back and recording. I've really missed it. I've missed just talking things through, looking at the market and understanding what's going on and being able to express it to you all in a podcast. So thank you to everyone who has messaged to ask when it's back. I really hope that you enjoy what I'm going to try and do with these episodes. This episode I'm going to do is a bit of a catch-up review. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Social Chain, a bit about my role and the role of a leader during this pandemic, also what I've seen from marketing and the way creativity has changed during this lockdown time, and then also just have a bit of a chat really about what my personal experience has been through being in isolation and things that I've learned about myself. So the first thing I'm going to jump into is talking about Social Chain and what has happened since we decided to lock down, which was actually, we're in our 10th week this week, which is crazy. It's absolutely flown by. We decided to close the office the week before Boris announced that we were going into full lockdown. And the reason that we did that is because we could see exactly the impact that it was having on people. And we didn't want people getting on public transport to come into the office. So we took the decision to work from home earlier because we could. And the 10 weeks have absolutely flown by. I really can't believe it's that long. But in that time, what we have seen has just been an absolutely immense amount of teamwork and community spirit through the Social Chain group. The work that we've produced has just been incredible. So there's a few things that I'll go through just to tell you about how things have changed for us. Obviously, we are all working from home. Yes, we work in social media, but a lot of what we do in the office that we have has been built based on collaboration. So having everyone separate has meant that we've had to rethink how we perform culture, how we keep culture alive. And in doing that, what we've managed to do is create a virtual culture. The culture's not really changed, and I've been incredibly proud of the happiness team and what we've produced. We're still doing our creative review on a Friday where we all get together, and the happiness team have been doing amazing work, recording videos, getting teams involved, encouraging interaction across teams. We do a check-in on a Monday, coffee mornings. We do all sorts of different things just to make sure that the culture of Social Chain stays alive, because at the moment we are all separate, but we are still a family. So that's really nice. So, and then in terms of work, so that's culture, but in terms of work, our work has obviously shifted. We can't do the outdoor productions that we were getting to be so amazing at, because obviously we can't shoot together. We still got to socially distance. So a lot of our work has pivoted to animation and design, and our animation team, as I was told last week, are actually busier than before we went into lockdown. So those guys, a massive thank you to everyone for what they've done and how we've managed to pivot our offering. We're still picking up new business. We're still managing to pitch. I think probably I'll do a little bit in a future episode about how to pitch via video call, because it is quite interesting. But yeah, it's our business is good. I think we've put in a lot of the foundations now, and we've taken the time to really understand what it is that life's going to be like for us and how to put the right building blocks in place to make us even better when we are all back together again. Super proud of the team. It gives me real pleasure and privilege actually to be part of something so good. And we are just thriving. So yeah, as a leader of a company like that, for me, my role hasn't changed too much, I guess, in terms of what I do day to day. But what I have pivoted more towards is checking in with people, speaking to teams, ensuring that they see my face and they know that I'm here, and encouraging them to speak up if there's things that aren't working with the processes that we've got, so we can get the right things in place for us all to work best and smoothly. So that's been taking up quite a lot of my time. My biggest learning throughout this as a leader has definitely been to be honest and compassionate. I think giving people as much information as possible has been the real benefit of how we've moved forward and kept morale high, telling everyone where we're up to, talking about performance, talking about the wins and the losses, and the clients that we have stopped spending or have gone into administration, which has happened. So we've managed to be really open with everybody at Social Chain to make sure that they know what's going on, because when we're not all together, it can be quite easy to feel a little bit isolated from the rest of the company. So we've made sure we've done lots of talking. Also, just that compassion piece, just showing that you care. It was always part of my leadership style anyway, but I have really spent a lot of time being just like that listening ear to anyone, even if it's just personal stuff. I've made sure that I want to know, and I want to make things better and make sure people are happy. Lots of team calls, lots of calls making sure that the teams are all set up in the right way and we've got the right resources available. Lots of financing, loads of reforecasting. We're constantly reforecasting, and that is to make sure that we have the right resources in place and we can move forward and we know what we're doing. So for Social Chain, we're just continuing to grow. And for me as a leader, I think I've learned a lot more about myself. And the irony is I actually feel a lot closer to the business than what I did when I was in the office and I felt like I was running around a bit like a headless chicken. Right now I can really concentrate on a few things at a time and making sure I get those right and then move on to the next thing. Yeah, and I've done a few talks in lockdown, which has been really interesting. One panel that I did for Social Bakers, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And then I've also done the webinar for Social Chain, which if you've not signed up to those, they're super, super good. Our marketing team's done a cracking job at getting really good people to talk about interesting subjects. And I will go into a few of those details again when the podcast episodes go on. That it's just been great fun, and I've really enjoyed pivoting my skill set to learn how to present via Zoom. In terms of the market and the media and marketing market, things have changed. We know that certain clients have decided not to spend at all. Certain clients have really struggled with what to put out there in terms of the right way to communicate to people without looking like they're trying to sell. And some clients have just decided that it's not the right time or their product isn't right. The thing that I've seen real success in is where people have shown empathy and also shown a little bit of entertainment. I think we're all after a little bit of light relief. And there's two adverts that really stand out that tick those boxes. The first one is Cadbury Dairy Milk, who've launched a TV ad that showcases all the wonderful things that have happened to society since lockdown, the way that we have connected again, the way that we have shared, the way that we talk to people. And that Dairy Milk creative encompasses all of that, and it gives you a really warm feeling when you watch it. If you've not seen it, I definitely would recommend it. And the second TV ad, and I'll go into a bit more detail on this company as well, is TikTok. So as you all know, massive fan of TikTok, the platform. It's actually had over 2 billion downloads, which has increased massively since the pandemic. And it's really become the darling of social media through COVID-19. And the reason for that is because it's such a positive place. It gives you that escapism, and it encourages collaboration. So you'll see on their families that all get together and do a challenge, or just wonderful things where you can do things with friends and do cuts of videos where you merge them all together and look like you're together, the makeup brush challenge, for example. And for me, TikTok is just that place of entertainment. They launched their first ever TV ad last week that was exactly that. Exactly about entertainment, showcasing some of the best pieces of video, short form video, that have been on the platform since lockdown. And you can't help but smile when you see it. In other TikTok news, they are obviously focusing on growth and have hired a new CEO this week. And that person has come from Disney Plus and was in charge of subscriptions at Disney. It's a great hire. Kevin Mayer, who was at one point lined up to be Bob Iger's replacement as Disney CEO, is to step down from Disney to become the CEO of TikTok. So very interesting that he's moved over to that, the Chinese owned platform from Disney, and we will watch this space as that all develops. So we know now that the market has definitely changed. People are looking for empathy and entertainment in your messaging. So if you're struggling to know what to say, just be normal. Be authentic, talk to people like you would talk to your friends, and be real. And I think that's the main way of getting your brand out there right now. Also, how Social Chain is adapting by looking at our service offering, looking at what we can do within the realms of possibility, and stretching that as much as possible, which you would expect us to do. And then finally, how my leadership skills are developing massively, just by being in lockdown and having to really focus and having the time to be able to plan things out properly has just been great. So lockdown isn't all bad. It's not all bad for us all. We're doing okay. And it's going to be great, because it's going to be great now. We've put in foundations in place. We know that things are going to be like this till late summer, early autumn. So knowing that we have put things, all processes and structures and organisation in place ready, I think we're going to hit the ground running as soon as whatever the, and I hate this term, new normal is. Super proud of the team, as always, at Social Chain. The next thing that I really want to talk to about is, so I've talked the work stuff, but we know in, I shouldn't say this, but that I usually cover off a topic, personal topic. And this week I want to talk about my lockdown experience. I am isolating alone, and I have been since lockdown, which at times has been wonderful. I've absolutely loved it. And at other times, it's been quite frankly lonely, as you'd imagine. So I'm quite good at being on my own anyway. I quite like my own company. But it gets to the weekend, and the weekends are the bit that I found the most difficult. And I think a lot of that is because the amount of screen time that I was having at one point was just a bit overwhelming. So there's a few bits to do with how I was feeling. The fact that I was constantly on and feeling like I had to keep connected with people because I was isolating alone definitely had an impact on how I viewed and how I was feeling about this isolation. I ran into it, like we all did, by being on the calls all the time, speaking to people, and then at the weekend again, being on FaceTimes, being on calls, constantly talking to people. And there's a real benefit to connecting one-on-one. The psychological benefit is it builds connections, it boosts your immune system and reduces levels of anxiety and stress. So there's a real psychological benefit to connecting, and actually connecting via FaceTime and making an intentional social connection actually gives you the same feeling as a one-on-one normal connection and an interaction. So there's definite benefits to it. But I think for me, what I found is I was doing too much and I wasn't taking the time to rest. And I got a bit of Zoom fatigue. So I've only ever done one quiz in this whole lockdown, which might come as a surprise. But I didn't really feel like I wanted to do any more after that. And I'm not going to lie, I have avoided seeing people, which may sound bonkers if you're on your own, but it's important that you're looking after yourself. So if you don't feel like seeing people, don't feel bad about that. Make sure you're taking the time to yourself. Another thing that I think I really struggled with throughout the beginning of lockdown is that comparison to other people, looking at what other people are doing and really feeling like I'm not doing enough or I'm not taking advantage enough of the situation and the time that I have. I think social's got a part to play in that, because all you see is people talking about them, what they've learned, the languages they've learned, the new music instrument they've learned, or how many books they've read. And I was comparing, and that is completely normal. That's what I want to say to you. Since I've stopped and took a step back and really looked at why I was doing that, it makes a lot of sense. So I was struggling a bit, and I came across this course that Yale University were running, and I thought, right, I'm going to do this. And it's the Science of Wellbeing. It's a free course, and I've been doing it for now for about 4 weeks. It's incredibly interesting because it helps you understand the pieces to puzzle together to make you happy. And how the things that I've learned already is how our brains are messing us up intentionally, because they are taking things and not looking at them objectively. And comparison theory is one of those. So not only do we compare with people to have a look at how we're doing better than them, we also upwardly compare. And in upwardly comparing, we are looking at what other people are doing, other people that look successful, other people that look really happy, and comparing our own state to theirs. This doesn't have any sort of filter on it. So if you watch, say, Real Housewives or the Kardashians, your mind will still upwardly compare their lifestyle to yours. It's because your brain has no filter. So if you think about it, if you're constantly striving to be better and you're comparing and you want the things that these people have got, that's because it's your brain telling you that they're the things that are going to make you happy. And I've seen how many people were making banana bread in lockdown and how many people made that frothy coffee. And that is because you see it so much that you want to feel part of a group. And you're comparing everyone that's doing it to yourself and feel like you're not part of a group. So that upward comparison theory really helped me step back and understand, actually, I don't have to do these things to be happy. The course also gave me some really good starting points of tips of how to build on my own happiness. So once I stopped comparing and once I stopped beating myself up for not doing as well as other people during lockdown or not learning as much or being as efficient, I stopped a little bit and I stood back And I had a look, and the course told me that I had to look at gratitude. Never really been one for journaling or noting gratitude or thinking about what I'm grateful for. But it actually, honestly, has been a real revelation. If you follow me on Instagram, you will notice that I did this for 7 days. So instead of writing down, it's not me to write down, I'm not someone who's going to do that. But the thing that I did was I took a picture every day for 7 days, and I wrote down why I was grateful for the thing that I took a picture of. And in doing so has meant that my mindset has changed in terms of what I feel grateful for, and also made me think about the things that actually make me happy. Because if I look back on those 7 pictures, the things that make me happy are not materialistic things that I spend money on. They are connections, they are family, they are things like audiobooks that I am enjoying just having the time to listen to. Not putting pressure on myself to read loads of audiobooks, but just things that have enriched and sparked a bit of creativity in me. I think if a challenge that I'd love to set, if you're struggling with this time and you're looking at everyone else, or you're feeling a bit low and feel like there's no way out of it, really think about gratitude and journaling your gratitude over 7 days. For me, the reason that I did this is really because I know that we will never get this kind of time back again. It won't ever be where we will be stuck in our houses. And there's two ways of looking at it. You can either look at it that it's a pain and it's having a negative impact on your life, or you can look at the positives. And I don't want to get to the end of this and then go straight back into a really fast-paced life and regret not spending this time looking after myself, learning lessons that I can take forward, and really making myself a happier person. So I don't want to regret not sleeping enough, or I don't want to beat myself up about not exercising every day, because I know I won't get this time back. So if I can make myself a happy person throughout this pandemic and learn ways to do that, then I'm going to do it. So that would be my little tip of how I found things so far. It's not easy. And I have up and down days. I think everyone rides that corona coaster. Everybody is on that journey. Some days are better than others. Some days you can just completely like go at everything with so much gusto and enthusiasm. And other days you just don't have the motivation, and that is fine. And I think it's important that we all take a break and we recognize exactly our energy levels and make sure we know when is the right time to stop, when we should be taking a break, when we should be exercising, and not put pressure on ourselves to compare our lives with everyone else. Because this isn't easy for anyone. Yes, I'm on my own, but part of me is very grateful for that. I do not know how these parents with children are coping with homeschooling right now. And I don't know how someone who's just locked down with a new boyfriend is coping. Yes, I miss my boyfriend a lot. But I know that it'll be fine, and forever it'll be amazing because of the closeness and the relationships that we're all building now. I think I'm probably closer to my family than I've ever been before during lockdown, which is a really nice thing and a nice place to be. So there are definite positives. I don't think we should all look at the negatives of lockdown. It's tricky. It's not easy for me. But I'm using it in the best way that I possibly can to make sure that I'm coming out of this without any regrets. So that's one thing I want you all to take forward. I'm not going to go into too much more detail on this podcast. As I say, this is just like a reintroduction to what I've been doing and where I've been up to. It was my birthday on Sunday. If anyone else has had a birthday in lockdown, how did you find it? Because I found it incredibly wonderful. I felt very loved. And again, those connections felt more meaningful with people. So I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who made me feel so special on the weekend. That's to say, this is going to be quite a short episode, one because it's the first one I'm doing on my own, but 2, because I want to make sure that I'm building up for the episodes that we're going to do in the next few weeks. What I want to do is, what I've touched on is like personal updates, business updates, and marketing updates in this podcast. And what I really want to do is answer your questions. The main thing that I've learned in lockdown, the biggest lesson that I am taking away from this, is connections are the most important thing that we can have as humans, whether that's connections through business. I think we all know that this is a time that no one else has ever been through before. So having people that I can talk to that can just bounce ideas off, because no one's got the answer, has been incredibly useful. Having connections with my friends and my family and my boyfriend during this time and making sure those connections are right has been incredibly important. And also building connections with audiences as well has been really super important, and understanding what audiences are looking for in order to build those connections. So I want to make sure that I am continuing on that theme by building connections with you all. And I want to reignite admission submissions. You can send me your I shouldn't say this but questions for your personal life, your business life, or any marketing challenges that you are facing, and I will answer them on this podcast. I'm going to use this as a real opportunity to help as many people as possible. That's the reason this podcast was started, and that's what I really think that I want to do during this pandemic, is make sure that I can use my experience to help as many people as possible. So if you want to leave an admission submission, please go to www.katieleeson.com and leave it there. They are anonymous. You don't have to leave your name. So I will just cover whatever comes in. And I can't wait to see and help you all hopefully navigate this very strange time. That is it for me for this week. Very strange doing it on my own. I miss my team, but I know we'll all be together again soon. And it's so good to be back. I cannot wait to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for listening and for checking in on me during this time. And I will see you next week.